It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. You're such a jerk to make me sing.
Well, see, you're starting to like it, though. All I got to do is just point at you, and you go.
I'm like a dancing monkey.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast that we haven't done in like forever.
Wrinkled sheets.
It's been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, two weeks.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been at least 2 weeks.
But we can blame the holiday on that.
We can, because today, as we do this, is the day after Christmas, December 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you had a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday or some days off for work, whatever it is that you do or celebrate.
Right. Don't want to offend anyone.
No, we don't. But we say Merry Christmas because that's what we say.
It is. And it's staycation day number 4.
What's a staycation day?
Have you been watching our vlogs?
Oh, that's right. You have now discovered...
It's me.
It's all you. It's every bit you.
Watch the videos. It's nothing but me.
No, I'm just saying you got into the vlogs. You got into watching...
Other people's lives.
Other people's lives on YouTube. And the next thing I know, she's like, oh, you have to watch this girl. This is Ingrid. And she does a vlog about Vlogmas. And I had to find
December.
Out, what is Vlogmas?
Yes.
So, what is Vlogmas, as I point to you, train monkey?
In December, there's several YouTube personalities that like to vlog. It's a video blog every day of December up until Christmas. So, it's called Vlogmas. A couple of them also do Vlogtober, which is, something with November. I didn't watch those.
Why didn't you watch those?
Because I didn't get it until the end.
Explain to people what a vlog is, because some people.
It can be anything you want.
Yeah, but what it is a video blog, is what I'm saying.
Right, and so I already said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Every day, these people post a vlog or a video, usually anywhere between 5 to 20 minutes long.
And why did you choose 20 minutes?
Because that's been our longest one, and I felt like it was a bit too long. But it was Christmas. There was a lot to talk about. Anyway, so 5 to 20 minutes of their day, and I don't know why I'm interested in this.
Especially some of the ones that you had me watch. It really is just their day.
Right. I mean, other people live.
It's just videotaping their lives.
It's reality.
Oh, look at I got up. This is what I slept in. Here's a shot of my... I learned my cute little house shoes. Okay, I'm going to go make some coffee. Okay, there's my coffee pot. See my coffee pot? Mm-hmm. I'm making some coffee. That's what they do.
It is. It is. And have you hated doing it the last 3 days?
No. I actually found it kind of fun and amusing to do.
Right.
And
But you were just making fun of it.
I was making fun of it because it's so easy and simple that the first couple of days you were like, I don't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to say. What do you do? I go, apparently they turn the camera on and they...
And just live.
And live.
Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. I couldn't do it on days that I work, though.
Why is that?
Because my days at work are very uneventful. I'm stuck at a computer all day, and then I come home and I'm like, what do you want to eat? Let's watch TV. Okay, good night.
Well, that's kind of what some of those vlogs appeared to me.
No, they aren't. Mm-hmm. None of them were that bad.
Tell the people who are listening to us who you suggest that they check out. Who's this Ingrid?
Ingrid Nielsen. Nelson. She is one of the top YouTubers, in my opinion, outside of Jenna Marbles.
Jenna will always be number one in your heart.
But she'll never do Vlogmas. That's way too high maintenance for Jenna Marbles. And then you have Floor. Her name is Floor.
That's it.
And she's in England. Oh, pressure.
It's Fluer.
Yes. Her and her husband were doing Vlogmas. Mike.
Is that her first name, middle name, last
name? Her first name is Floor. And you can find her on... Her vlog is on Florida Vlog. And Ingrid can be found on The Grid Monster. And both of them have other YouTube channels where they just focus on beauty products, and that's how I found them.
Well, apparently they all have other channels. That's the thing that I've learned, too. If you watch one channel, while you're watching this, they'll say, well, over on my main channel, I have another video about... So you're like, damn it, what do you do all day?
These people
make a living off of this stuff?
YouTube, and I think Floor is a writer, like she's working on a book. But most of my YouTube people that I watch on a frequent basis, because they upload so frequently,
mm-hmm.
they make a living. I'm not sure how all that works.
We need to look into that, because if that's all you have to do to make a living is turn a camera on and walk around and
show them your outfit for
yeah,
the day.
And I think we'd even do better, because we might even actually like crack a freaking joke every once in a while, because
I think they're cute.
Some people don't say anything other than, oh my God, I'm so ready for a pork and cheese roll, pork and cheese roll, pork and cheese roll, pork and cheese.
She's so cute.
That's Ingrid, by the way, if you haven't figured it. I know you haven't figured it out because we're just not talking about it. But she just does stuff like that. Or she'll go, these people go to Target. They actually, one of them showed their
Ingrid.
Trip to Target.
And it was interesting to me. I go into Target and I'm like, my Target trip is not as interesting as Ingrid's.
Well, do you find yourself buying the products that
yes.
they show you?
Yes. That's probably how they make a living.
So wouldn't you just go ahead and film what you buy and hope that other people buy
right.
those products?
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's a new world. Like, I've been watching YouTube videos for probably the last year,
yeah.
year and a half. But it wasn't until recently that I'm like, we could do this, babe.
So you've been watching all these vlogs. I knew you'd watch the makeup, though, vlogs, but I didn't know that you watch these people's lives blog.
Yeah, Vlogmas is the best time, because they do it every single day the month of December, but the other ones are very sporadic.
All right, so she's got us doing this now. We, for the past 3-4 days.
You sound so angry about it. We can stop. We don't have to do it anymore.
I just want to stop. We can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
It's so hard.
So we're done.
Now we're done.
If you want to watch the last 3 days of our lives, you can find Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search Wrinkled Sheets and find our channel. And the last 3 days, but no more after yesterday, will be posted.
It's just so hard. Well, maybe there might be more if people watch them and then comment under them and say,
"When did
hey,
you become such a grumpy dude? Like,
Christmas?
We were having a good day.
Christmas?
And then now you're like, I hate vlogging.
Because I spilt salmon juice on my foot. And it just ruined my
that
day.
That was Christmas Eve.
I haven't
that
gotten
was
over
two
it.
Days
I have
ago.
Not go- gotten over it.
What
it
is
put
wrong
me in
with
such
you?
A tailspin.
Wow.
So if you watch our vlog and you decide, hey, that was kind of fun, I wouldn't mind seeing more of that, then maybe that would pull me out of this holiday funk and maybe I'd want to do some more.
What? Holiday funk?
Yeah. You're not feeling the holiday funk?
No.
Because see,
good.
This is what gets me. Christmas is pow. It's over. It's over.
Are you bumming?
Yeah. As soon as you put up all the decorations, you're like, hey, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas. Woohoo. And then Christmas comes. And it's over like that quick. I mean.
You were that like, disappointed in your Christmas?
No, not one disappointed. I'm just saying it's over. Because you like.
Now we have a new year. A new freaking year is upon us. 2015.
You got to be excited about that, because the last year of your life is already gone. It's over. It's just...
Maybe we shouldn't be recording a podcast. You seem to be in a very negative space.
No, I'm in a very good space. I'm just saying what I was thinking over the past few days of like how you get so excited about the lights and the tree and the shopping and the presents under the tree. And it's all the glitter and tinsel of the holiday. And you go to World Market to look for some mincemeat pies. And they don't have any. So your world is shattered.
That was probably the lowest point over the last week of my life.
See?
We went to World Market here.
Holiday funk.
They have a bunch of different things from different countries. And the biggest thing that we usually get are mincemeat pies with brandy butter.
Yeah. And foreign cookies. We go for the foreign.
Right. And if you watched our vlog over the last 3 days, you get to see the trip to World Market. But we typically go a little bit earlier than Christmas Eve, but you were traveling,
mm-hmm.
and so we waited for you to not be traveling any longer, and we show up, and they said they ran out about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's what they said, 2 weeks ago. Oh, sorry, we're out of those.
Oh, bummer.
That's the only time we come here. Come here once a year, and once you go to World Market, as soon as you walk in that place, you're like, this is wonderful. It smells good. Look at all the imported stuff from around the world. Look at that furniture over it. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I was talking to that lady when she was checking us out. She said, you need to come more than once a year. We have good sales. We only go at Christmas time. Why
is
that?
It's our thing. It's our tradition. Because every time we go, we spend $100 on stuff we don't need.
Well, that's anywhere we go. That seems to be
why we should just stay home.
And just videotape us doing nothing. Like
here's and us, order our groceries from Walmart to be
here's
delivered.
Here's us sitting home doing. Here's her getting the phone to go grocery shopping And she did order groceries from Walmart.
I have successfully avoided Walmart over the last month.
The first time she tried the delivery at home,
it was bad.
It was bad. They didn't make it, as you know, if you listened to this before, you know that they did not deliver the groceries at all. So she decides to try one more time.
Because I am that against Walmart in December.
And they delivered the groceries. But you know what they do? If they're out of something that you have or something along those lines, a variation of the product you want, what do they do?
They substitute it. So I ordered a loaf of Hawaiian bread because they now serve Hawaiian bread in loaf form. But I guess they were out of that. So instead of a $3 loaf of Hawaiian bread, we got a $5 pack of 24 Hawaiian rolls.
It was marvelous.
And they charged us the
same price.
The price of the loaf. Yeah,
they charge you the lesser price of whatever they don't have.
Pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool.
And the delivery guy was super nice. And there were a couple things that were missing. And I just had to call in and let Walmart.com know. And they took it off the bill.
They did take it off the bill? Mm-hmm. Or they said they would?
They did.
They did. All right. Now, here's the other thing. You and I were discussing whether we're supposed to tip the driver.
Yes.
You're like, no. I said yes.
Because I paid a delivery fee.
Right. But of course, they're going to charge you a delivery fee. But I assume, and always do, that anybody that delivers something gets a tip. If a pizza guy brings a pizza, he gets a tip. If, you know, that kind of. So.
But what happened when you went to tip the guy?
Well, he went, oh, really? Ah, thank you. Merry Christmas. Super, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Super surprised.
Yeah. So what is the deal?
Does anyone listening know the deal? Because we don't know the deal.
Is there anyone listening? Is there anyone listening? Help us out. Let us know if we're supposed to tip. Or maybe it's just Walmart people don't tip. Maybe the people that order from Walmart, like, I've got goddamn enough money already. They don't need to get no more money.
Are you making fun of me? Is that what it sounded like?
No. No.
What do you mean you want a tip? I already paid a delivery charge.
Now, if you delivered to a house, wouldn't you be wanting a tip or be grateful for a tip? Or
I don't know. I guess they're not like pizza men. They're not driving their own vehicles. They're not, you know. I feel like it's different than a pizza man. They're driving a Walmart truck.
Okay.
Right. Let's talk about something that'll make you happy.
What's that?
Movies.
Yay!
Let's do some movie reviews. We have a few to talk about.
Which one do you want to start with?
Several movies came out yesterday, being Christmas. Let's start off with your movie, The Gambler.
Starring Mark Wahlberg, not Donnie Wahlberg, because you thought it was Donnie when we were going to go. But it's
Mark Wahlberg, Brie Larson, and Jessica Lange.
Mm-hmm. And it is a story about
named Jim Bennett.
Yeah, but he's so depressed from his life that he really doesn't care if he lives or dies. That's basically the storyline.
He's an English professor and a high-stakes gambler.
But he comes from a really rich family.
Right.
And so he's had everything all of his life, and he just isn't happy. One of those people that no matter what, he's just not happy.
Right. And he, put his life on the line several times.
Yeah. I don't care if I die. What are you going to do about it? I know I'm out of money. I can't pay you back. What are you going to do about it? And each time you're like, oh, my God, they're just going to kill him.
And we can't tell you how it ends because that'll give it away. But where do you rate this movie on the 5-star scale?
I would give it probably 3.5, maybe 4, but around 3.5. I enjoyed it. It's really, there were some very tense moments. The acting is great. John Goodman is amazing as the bad guy.
He is.
I would say almost Oscar worthy as the bad guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Critics give it a 47%.
Oh, wow.
And users give it a 38%.
Wow.
It was a bit slow.
Wow, that is much lower than I would have given it. I enjoyed it much more than it. Do you know what it is? It just doesn't have all the Hollywood CGI, fast-moving cars, explosions. It's more
something
of a,
I read said it was nice but hollow.
Well, it was based on another movie, The Gambler, that starred James Caan years ago. It's a remake, and so maybe people are thinking that the remake was not as good as the original.
Which I didn't see the original.
What?
Maybe we'll have something to do later that'll pull you out of your funk even more.
All right.
Another movie that came out on Christmas that we need to talk about is Into the Woods.
Yeah. Let me make a vomit noise.
Can I give it one? A 1 out of 5?
Oh my God. What a stinker.
It goes solely to Meryl Streep.
Oh, that was like I went and took a dump in the woods.
It was
that
horrible.
Was horrible.
But I think it's just because it's not our thing. It's a modern twist on several of the beloved Brothers Grimm fairy tales, intertwining the plots of a few choice stories and exploring the consequences of characters. And it really digs deep into some like consequences that you haven't seen in previous Happy Ever After movies. So it combines Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Rapunzel. And then it adds an original story about a baker and his wife on top of it. And Meryl Streep plays the witch, and she does an amazing job.
Yeah. I mean,
she's Woman Crush of the Week on Two Girls About
One. Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She's good as the witch, but I just thought I was like watching a multi-million dollar high school play.
Right. It was not good.
It just the overacting, and I'm sure that maybe that's Broadway. That's the way they do it on the stage, so they tried to do it on the camera. But there's a big difference between like theater acting and film acting and TV acting and commercial acting. So if you're going to turn it into a movie, they have to make, for me at least, the acting seem like it's more semi-real at all. And I don't know how you can say real when they're singing every word.
So other word, yeah.
Yeah, are you hungry? Should we go into the woods? Yes, I'm hungry. We should go into the woods. You know, it's that kind of like, it's not even songs. It's just like they just kind of, I'm going to do this to the thing, and I'm going to find the wolf and kill it and go on a hunting trip in the woods.
And according to Flixster, 71%, it's at 71% for critics and 64% for users.
Well, that's a little higher. Who was the first one that you read?
The critics.
No, the first review that gave it really low.
That was me. I didn't read any other person's reviews.
Oh, I was thinking of the other movie. The Gambler review.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. My bad.
And then a couple days ago, we went and saw a movie that we paid for.
I know. Could you freaking believe we actually paid for a movie?
It's all my fault because I wanted to see it.
You picked it out. You were dying. Mm-hmm.
It's called Wild, and it does star Reese Witherspoon, Thomas Sadowski, and Kevin Rankin.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
I recognize Reese Witherspoon, and I recognize the dude from Cougar Town, because he did Penny Can. I don't know his name.
He was Bobby on Cougar Town. The story is based on a true story. With the dissolution of her marriage and the death of her mother, Cheryl Strayed has lost all hope. After years of very reckless, destructive behavior, she makes a rash decision. With absolutely no experience, driven only by sheer determination, Cheryl hikes more than 1,000 miles of the Pacific Crest Trail alone. It is a powerful movie that captures the terrors and pleasures of one young woman forging ahead against all odds on a journey that maddens, strengthens, and ultimately heals her. And it's based on a true story, which I thought was very interesting. And from what I read, when it came to, or maybe I heard this somewhere, when it came to Reese Witherspoon acting, like there were some scenes where the director was like, here's a big-ass hiking pack. It's probably weighs more than you.
Go.
Make it be on your back. And it was in the hotel scene where she's like trying to get this big pack on that probably did weigh more than her.
Like that scene was just, that's for real? Put the camera on and try to get
like
that?
Like just a small woman trying to get this pack on that she's going to be carrying for thousands of miles.
I'd have given up after the first couple miles.
I know you would have.
It was just like horrible. It looked like, why would you
want
to do
this? I don't think most men could have done that. And in the movie, one of the men dropped out before she did.
Well,
because men.
Nothing is
are
men.
Weak.
Men are weak.
Women can have babies.
Women have babies.
I give this movie 4 stars out of 5.
Really?
It was a little long.
Yeah, I felt like I had hiked the whole trip. That's how long the movie is. I actually felt like I had hiked the entire.
So you weren't a big fan?
No, I liked the movie. I told you I did. It could have been a little bit tighter. But that's okay. Reese Witherspoon does a great job. And you do feel like you go through the transition with her. You kind of feel that the growth that goes along in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've got to give it a thumbs up.
There you go. So now we're doing thumbs up on Wrinkled Cheeks?
Yeah, I'm giving a thumbs up, chew on the corner of your bedspread.
Never mind. Let's talk about some entertainment news. You were talking to me about Screech.
Oh, yeah. Dustin Diamond got arrested.
For what? What did he do, Steve?
Well, thanks for asking, Janet. He got arrested for killing his career.
Wasn't that like a decade ago?
It's dead. His career's over. It's dead.
Wait, no, he was a porn star. That was like 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when he released his own video. But no, he got arrested in, let me find the...
I'm podunk.
He got Saved by the Bell star Dustin Diamond was arrested on Christmas at around midnight in Port Washington, Wisconsin, after allegedly stabbing a man during a bar fight.
Wow.
The 37-year-old actor was charged with multiple misdemeanors on Friday stemming from his involvement. The incident occurred at the Grand Avenue Saloon Thursday night shortly before midnight. Once police arrived, Diamond had reportedly fled the scene in an SUV with his 27-year-old girlfriend, who hasn't been identified by name. The two of them were apprehended nearby and taken into custody. So the story goes on to say, I won't read the whole thing, but there was a bar fight. Somebody hit the girlfriend, looks like, and Dustin had a switchblade knife, and they think that he stabbed the guy.
Well, dang.
But he had said that he thought he had just stabbed the guy with the pin, with a pin, because he was trying to cash out, you know, pay his bill, leave the bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the story has not actually...
It has totally unfurled yet.
Unfurled.
Unfurled.
I went and had my nails done today.
There, that's a trend. Squirrel, how's your nails?
No, I don't want to talk about my nails.
How are your
nails? When I was in the nail salon, a couple of the girls said that they watched the interview last night.
Uh-huh.
And if you've been following entertainment news...
Oh, the interview, the movie that was
movie,
banned.
Yeah. Which I thought it was completely banned in the U.S., but I heard today that it's been released to about 300 theaters in the United States. And
right.
This is the movie that depicts the assassination of North Korea's leader. What's mm-hmm. his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
And they attacked Sony's internet or whatever, hacked their email, and then we attacked their internet. I don't know. I kind of stopped following. It was going back and forth. But it felt like if you went and saw it in the theaters, it would be dangerous.
Well, what did the girls say?
They said that they could see why North Korea would be upset. Imagine if another country made a huge film based on the assassination of our president when it was another president that you liked.
Yeah.
Like, she said, like, after, she didn't want to give anything away, and I told her not to give anything away because we might end up watching it. But she said that it's funny, but if you put yourself in North Korea's shoes, she could see why they would be upset.
It's embarrassing for the leader.
Right.
Well, why didn't Dennis Rodman, who is always involved with Kim Jong-un...
Yeah, aren't they like butt buddies or something?
Yeah, they're like best friends. How come Dennis didn't say, look, little dude, it's all in fun. It's not they're just not really going to kill you. So just chill, bro.
And I guess the movie has like several like cameos, like Eminem's in it. Like other famous people are in this movie. And it stars James Franco and...
Seth Rogen.
Thank you. I can never remember his name. He's the fat guy that lost weight.
Apparently, they like to get high together.
Oh.
I don't know that for a fact, but they're always in all the stoner movies together.
They are, aren't they? James Franco's weird. I followed him on Instagram for a bit.
Yeah?
And he's just the kind of weird guy. I couldn't follow him.
Like what? What did he do?
It was like him and Miley. Like, if they joined and made their own Instagram, it would be out of this world cray-cray. It's just the stuff he posted and the captions. It was kind of like he's on drugs.
Like?
I don't have any examples in front of me, sir. I'm just saying they're very weird. If someone wants more information, find them on Instagram and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, now I'm going to have to find it because I can't, like, I don't
understand. Have you followed Miley before? Like, when she posts, you just think, that chick's on drugs. And I did the same things with James Franco. It was like, that dude is on drugs.
Just weird statements,
yeah,
or
just
weird
pictures. Or? Weird, and like, why would you post that, especially as a celebrity?
Did he post like his ball sack or something? Or what?
No, nothing like that. It was just strange.
What would be, but you can't recall what you thought.
I can't recall any. I just remember like seeing him in my feed going, shaking my head, SMH, SMH.
But it doesn't take much to make you think something's weird sometimes.
Is that a problem?
Sometimes.
I feel like we've had so many great days the last few days in my staycation. I was a little nervous. We haven't spent this much time together back to back in a long time. And we've been doing so great. We come down here to record and you're like, meow.
Like what?
You're just kind of in a negative space.
I'm not in a negative space.
It feels like it.
I'm not. I'm not in a negative space.
I'm sorry that Christmas is over.
Christmas is over and I'm bummed about that, but I'm not in a negative space. I just, because like when you were started talking about James Franco, it makes you be like, well, what was weird? I don't understand what
was
weird.
It was just odd. Because
if I thought something was weird, I would totally remember it. I would tell you like.
I know. You I could tell you like less to remember in your life.
Wow.
I don't know. Here, I'm going to pull his feet.
You're
going to
pull his thing?
I'm going to pull his thing up. Okay. There's a lot of stuff that has to do with the interview recently.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah. So, let's see. There's a picture of him holding a cat that says The Cat Father, uncensored, on Studio 4. Like, it's him. Looks like the cat is very, very much distressed. There's a picture of him naked in the woods with the bits and pieces being blurred out. Naked and Afraid, December 7th. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no links. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Okay, I'm starting to see your...
Okay, now...
But see, but you looked it up. Where I would, if I saw something like that, I could have recalled...
He put his face on the Kim Kardashian photo.
Well, we all did that.
I haven't seen yours and I don't want to. That's him in bed with a dude that says Freaky SH Splash T.
I think he... Is he in out of the closet yet?
I don't think so.
Or does he just like to pretend both ways? I think there's been a lot of like...
Yeah, I think he likes to keep people guessing. He really does. It's just some odd stuff. He's always posing with different animals, and I'm like, whose animals are these? Here, he put LeBron James Franco. He put his face on LeBron James.
Do you think he really is doing this, or is somebody else running his page for him? He just says, hey, make me look freaky. Just don't make me look too freaky.
I bet he hired Miley. Because they're very similar.
Did you stop following her?
I did.
Because you wanted to still like her, or because you just thought, okay, this bitch is crazy?
Yeah, she's crazy. I like her music from time to time, and not every song. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. So you're not an absolute fan?
No.
Not like Britney Spears.
Oops, I did it again.
Okay, if you'd like to tell them about Britney, why don't you go ahead?
So I got a really awesome Christmas gift yesterday.
Yeah? What'd you get?
It was an Oops, I Did It Again Britney Spears doll from like 2001. That would have been 2001 or 2002.
It was 2000 on the box.
Okay.
On the box.
Branson, I didn't notice them until 2001. But yeah, and she's in her white leather outfit, and you bought it at an antique store.
Oops. I did it again.
Which makes this 33-year-old feel better, very bad and old. But I love the doll.
I found it in an antique store. How old does that make you feel?
Super old.
It wasn't even like a resale shop. It was an actual antique store.
I can't believe... I bet they were like, woohoo, someone finally bought that doll.
I don't think it was an antique. I don't know what the perimeters are of antiques.
What is the definition of an antique?
Yeah, what year does this become an antique? Or is it just a collectible?
Did your parents, or was this just mine? Probably just mine. But did they like collect stuff that was pretty much worthless and they would always say, this might be worth some money?
What,
did they
like,
ever do that? Like,
what do you mean, like jar lids and stuff?
Like newspapers from, like when Mark McGwire hit his something home run and it was amazing news before the steroids.
No. Oh. No, my parents, if they collected stuff, it was those things like the big, you know, Kennedy killed front page of the newspaper.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Those kind of, I do remember those that being in a closet when I was a kid and... But that's all. I don't remember them collecting much. What else did your parents collect that you thought they thought might be worth something?
They would collect the plastic cups from sporting events that had like the 2003, no, not even that late. It was like 1994 SMS Lady Bears schedule for that year. We should collect these. They could be
now
worth
you're gonna
something.
Now you're going to have to explain what...
It's just the local college. It's the local college female basketball team.
So,
my dad loved them, and I did too, because my dad did.
Okay, well, that will never be worth anything, because it was a
college basketball team. And since then, the college has even changed names. Like,
oh, now it might be worth something because it's completely out of business. So, no, it will not be worth shit. Throw it away. They don't still have that stuff, do they?
Yes.
They still do?
Yes.
Won't you just go over there ninja style and throw it out? And then one day they'll go, I wonder whatever happened to Lady Basketball Cups.
I've tried.
What else do they... What else did you...
Oh, just a bunch of junk. Like, I'm going to have... My brother and I have said, like, when in a very long time they move beyond this earth and we have to clean up that house, we're just going to rent, like, 3 big dumpsters. Throw it all away.
You have to go through it, though.
Of course.
Might be one of those people that stick stuff inside of a magazine or
they
hide
don't.
It in a book.
They don't have stuff to stick. Like, we had a friend that found money in books and such.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Not my parents.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Not even by accident?
No.
Like, oh, that's where that $100 bill went to.
No, I'm actually still dealing with the effects of growing up not having much. And I've been telling you about this. Like,
this, ladies and gentlemen, goes back to, I will tell the story on you, is she has realized that she likes to assume mass quantities.
I'm hoarding food.
Assume mass quantities. She doesn't just go buy a bag of chips. She buys, like,
four
bags of chips because, you know, they're so good you might run out, better keep them around. You know, like, oh, well, I got a can of soup. No, I got 4 cans of this soup because...
I know. And I didn't really realize it until recently that something was wrong. Like, I'm like, why am I spending $200 on groceries every 2 weeks? That's for 2 people. That makes no sense.
Because you were buying mass quantities.
I know. And we have plenty of food. We've talked about this on the podcast before.
I've said, and we said right here, let's not buy anything
for a month
and eat everything until it's gone. We'll just... start going through. We'll have some beans and some rice. So now there's nothing else but beans. So we'll have beans and some lettuce tonight, just until the house is cleared of the your hoarding possessions.
It's bad, but I'm getting better, and I think the Walmart.com ordering helps, because then I could just, okay, that's a reasonable amount. That's stuff I need, not that I want.
Do you get carried away when you go to the grocery store? Of like,
yes,
oh, look at that. Oh, I should try that brand new thing.
I should have some spaghetti sauce on hand
just
in case
we want
spaghetti.
Well, you have noticed, or I know I've pointed this out to you because of these vlogs we've been watching, how small the British refrigerators are.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they do what you just said. They go buy what they need. Like, they might have something in the refrigerator, but they'll run to the corner market to get it fresh instead of just having it all around the house like we do in here in America.
Right.
Or like you
pantries.
Do here in the...
They didn't have big pantries back 30 years ago, right?
No.
Because they didn't hoard food.
No. That's one of the things I think is so weird is how big kitchens have gotten and all the cabinet space. You know, look at your parents' house or go to your grandparents' house. And there was the 2 or 3 kitchen cabinets. And there was the stove over there and the oven.
And the icebox.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like now the bathrooms have gotten so big. I've been talking about this in my act, is how people really get into bathroom decoration now.
Mm-hmm.
How the curtains and the soap and the how it's just decorated. The bathroom is when really all you do is go in there and poop. You know, that's what a bathroom...
No!
That's... Look at old-time bathrooms. Again,
right.
Look at your grandmother's bathroom.
But we're...
How big was it? It was a sink and a toilet.
We are much more vain now. We have big mirrors.
Right.
And big things to put lots of makeup in.
Right. When really, that should be almost maybe a separate room where the bathroom is just...
I'm trying to petition for a beauty room here.
No. No. Nobody's rich enough in this house for a beauty room. We just took a bedroom and we turned it into a beauty room.
We have a couple extra bedrooms. No one spends the night.
No, we're not turning it into...
Dang it.
Not turning a whole bedroom into a walk-in closet like some people do.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Have you ever seen that on TV?
Yes.
They just take a room and turn it into one of those closets and put in the shelving that holds...
I lied. I haven't seen that on TV, but I'm saying yes. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, like at IKEA, when we went there that day, and they had the whole room of storage because the drawers slide out and the cabinets and the hanging, and you're like, this would be amazing in a closet. Well, that's what people do with bedrooms. They just put all this storage capability into a bedroom, and it turns into a giant walk-in, changing room, dressing room, closet.
I like it.
That's just too weird.
Okay.
It's too weird.
So when are we
going to... We're not those kind of people.
Okay.
We're the kind that just hoard beans and eat a lot of beans. That's what we are.
We don't hoard beans.
We're bean hoarders.
So, now that Christmas is over, mm-hmm. when are we going to decorate?
Well, you're going to start taking stuff down soon as January 1st.
Me?
Yeah.
Not you.
No, I put it up this year, so you can take it down. That's the way we do it. You cook, oh. I clean the kitchen, I put it up, you can take
this
it down.
This doesn't happen. I've been home the last 3 days. You haven't had to do shit.
What word just came out of your mouth, young lady?
You haven't had to clean the kitchen. You haven't had to cook. You haven't had to do anything because I'm home.
I like staycations.
And but you didn't put up everything by yourself. You decorated the tree by yourself.
And I put up...
I even helped you with the outside decorations, which is supposed to be the man's job.
I put up the outside decorations.
Not by yourself. No, you had me to help.
Oh, crap. That's right.
So when are we going to de-decorate as a couple?
I think after the first of the year.
Okay.
Anybody that takes down stuff immediately after Christmas is a psycho.
You know what's kind of weird? What? I already ordered our 2015 Christmas
cards. Yeah, that was very weird. Driving back from the Christmas party, she's like,
"We took a fun photo.
I just made our Christmas cards. What should I put on them?" Well, Papa put.
No.
How about put Steve and Janet?
I had a girl moment.
How about just?
I was signing our names. I was like, "Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, love Steve McGrew and Janet Blair." And I was like, "Wait."
She turns to me and goes, "Are we going to be married by next Christmas?"
No, I said.
And I swerved off the road and I wrecked the car. And
no,
I pooped in
didn't.
My pants.
I said, "Is my last name still going to be Blair next Christmas?" I was very abstract. And you did get a little, "Why don't you just put Steve and Janet?"
Why don't you just put Steve and Janet on there? Why don't you just play it safe? Okay.
Which gives Janet an inkling of hope. No, just put Blair.
Just
that would have been no
hope.
Oh,
that's what I should have said. Yes. Oh, just put your name on it.
Oh, ouch.
What?
It's a picture of us, but just put Janet.
Just put your name on it.
Wow.
We can't tell anybody about the cards because then they would give them away.
I'm not going to tell anyone about them.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, and I posted on Facebook that I already ordered my cards for next year.
And what did they say? Hey, psycho, way to go.
My coworker said I probably need to seek some help.
Did they really? Because yes. I was joking.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, at least you're not one of those people that run out the day after and start buying every Christmas
no.
thing that's on sale. And I got
no,
all new
I'm
decorations,
that.
And I got the paper, and I got my bows, and everything is 40% to 60% off. And I mean, I know it's great to save money like that, but it's sort of weird.
On Christmas Eve when we went to World Market, it was kind of cool. Like, hey, we need more wrapping paper to finish our wrapping, and hey, it's 50% off. But I didn't like grab five different things of wrapping paper.
No,
I grabbed enough to wrap what we had.
And Christmas Eve turns the whole city into a ghost town. It's really kind of strange.
But not as bad as it used to.
Well, yeah. You're right. No, you're right. Some stores do stay open and some places stay
7-11.
Open. And I noticed that the Village Inn was open and the parking lot was full. But but it if you need anything on Christmas Eve, you might be out of luck.
No, 7-11.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying in general, if you wanted... Like, I need an extra steak because we got more people than I thought were coming over. You're not getting that at 7-Eleven.
No,
but I'm,
no.
But that's what I'm saying. You better plan ahead when it comes to Christmas Eve because you better not be in the middle of a party and go, "Well, damn, we need some more ham."
Right. That would be bad.
Yeah. Because you can
well,
run
dang,
to, yes, you can run to 7-Eleven to get a mixer or a burrito mm-hmm. or some milk or cheese, but you're not going to get, like, your grocery items.
Right. Your big items, yeah. You're not going to get a nice T-bone at 7-Eleven.
No. They should be able to, though. I think somebody needs... We need the capabilities like New York City, where they call... What do they call them? Bodegas? What would you say?
A Sevs.
What's a Sevs?
A 7-Eleven, they call it a Sevs.
I've never heard that ever.
Ask Ashley from New York. You run down to the Sevs and get your groceries, and that's a 7-Eleven.
That's so weird. People have... started using abbreviation of all kind of words, like probs.
What was that? Yeah.
and Sevs, and there's all kind of... Is that from just being lazy, or is that Twitter talk that's
trying to be like
abbreviating
hip.
Words to...
Whatevs.
There's another one.
Totes.
Totes. Totes was the one that I was thinking. Totes. Oh, totes. What?
Cray cray instead of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, for whatever reason, this is not plugged in, it says.
What's not plugged in?
Your computer.
Oh, it needs to be plugged in. It's not.
Oh, I was just all of a sudden it said... Warning, battery low.
We should be good now. I plugged it in.
No wonder it looked like it was... The light kept going on, like blinking on the thing. Like, what is going on with the computer?
You know, I'm learning so much about this computer during this staycation.
You're the one that came down here and set it up.
Okay, I plugged it in and I turned it on. That's it. I didn't set it up.
But you brought it down from down... You brought it downstairs from upstairs.
Again, instead of making you do something, I did it for you.
Oh, my God. See what I have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen? See? I'm constantly being belittled and berated constantly like this, and it's so hard to...
Belittled? I thought I was helping you. I'm doing things for you so that you can rest, too, because this is kind of your staycation as well.
Yeah.
We both go back to work next week. You're going to be performing in Colorado Springs at Looney's.
Looney's Comedy Club. New Year's Eve only.
New Year's Eve only. Not any of the other days?
Nope. Just New Year's
that's
Eve.
That's nice.
New Year's Eve only.
That's awesome, right?
That is awesome. Because I need the work. I got to pay the bills. Keep you in canned goods.
I buy the groceries. Dear Lord, we split the bills. People ask me, like, how do you guys, you're not married. How is that set up? Do you guys have a shared checking account? Nope. I'm okay with that. People fight over money so much that I'm okay that our finances are separate. I try and keep it pretty equal. Like, I'll do the groceries and we'll alternate buying meals when we go out to eat and such.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons that people have some problems sometimes, though, is that they don't talk about the finances.
We don't talk about the finances.
I know, but as a married couple,
oh,
I think a lot of times.
So I don't even understand that world. Never been there.
No, me either. I've never been there.
You've been married 3 times.
But no, I think when married couples start hiding money or
not
putting it.
Oh, that's dishonesty.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we've got our joint plan, but I always stick some on the side in case I've got my own kind of banking account.
So you don't think that those married couples that have a joint and then their own separate?
No, if it works for them, that's fine. But I think sometimes that causes the secretive stuff.
Right.
You know?
Like, what are you doing with your money?
Yeah, what are you planning on? What are you saving for?
Are you planning your exit
strategy? What are you...
Yeah, I could see where that could create some insecurities.
Or you find out, you just went ahead and you opened a new credit card?
Right.
Oh, what's that for? What do you...
Because when you're married, if your spouse passes away, you're responsible for that debt.
All that, yeah.
So the fact that, I could see where that would be a problem. A new credit card, that's huge.
You don't find out about it, just get a, like, all of a sudden, what is this? I got an offer and I took it. And okay, so that's more debt that you brought on that we didn't talk about?
And I think a lot of people don't even think of, well, I'll open this credit card for me. And I don't know that people have even thought... Many times, like,
that it's joint
if something
credit.
Happens to them, that their significant other, because they're legally married,
right.
has to deal with it.
Exactly.
I know with my parents, when I finally got old enough to understand that if something happens to them, I would have to be responsible for some stuff. Like, I started researching. How much will I be responsible? And thankfully, debt doesn't
the
transfer.
More you know.
Right. The debt that does not transfer when they
parents.
Pass on. Right.
Debt to the parents doesn't go to the kid.
Right. Right. Whatever, asset, I don't even, with their assets, you sell, then you use that to pay off any debt, but you're not responsible for any outstanding.
What happens to the outstanding stuff of a parent when you pass on it?
I don't know. I think it's
just
the parent's not
away?
Liable. Yeah.
Like they still owe, not that they do, I'm just saying, what if somebody owed like another $50,000 on the house, but boom, it doesn't go to you and you sell the house that doesn't live up to the amount of money and it's just, all right, write it off.
I think so.
Huh.
That's why it's good to be like me. Like, no, if I were to pass away today, my debt would not transfer to anyone.
Yay! You have got a lot of debt.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh,
don't even
throw that out there. I have worked hard because I think everyone goes through that.
I got my credit card in college.
Yeah, or like when you get out of college and you're like, I'm trying to build myself. I need to build some credit. I get a credit card and then you go crazy. I did that. And I'm still paying that off. But I've done quite well.
You're still paying your college credit card off?
No, not college. Oh. After I got out of college, I moved to Colorado.
Damn, how much did you spend? If it's 30 years later, you're still paying off your college.
I was actually, like, when I got out of college, I had a little bit of, like, probably $250 in credit card debt, $3,000 in student loans, paid it all off in a year. And I was debt-free when I moved to Colorado.
And how do you do that? Did you just work
harder over
hours?
I lived with my grandmother. And I had
so you didn't have any extra bills.
No.
You just...
I was very fortunate. Yeah. But then I got out here and I'm like, oh, I need to build credit. And oh, dear Lord. And then you buy a house. And buying a house is a very expensive process.
I know. I know. Sometimes I wonder if it wouldn't be easier if everybody just
rented,
lived and rented, because everybody wants to move eventually.
Uh-huh.
And then you got it's extra cost to move.
Parker's getting too busy. We need to move further south.
Well, everybody only, you know, I shouldn't say everybody, cause that's too big a brush, but people like live in a place 5 or 6 years and they go, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we saw this place over at such and such. It should be nice to live over in that part of town. Or we vacationed such and such. It should be nice to live there.
Right.
And if you didn't own, then you wouldn't be the extra trouble of trying to sell a house, paying a realtor. You'd be like, all right, tell the lady down at the office, we're moving next month.
My best friend is going through that. They're selling their house and building a new one and 9 months in between. So they have to live with her in-laws for 9 months.
I just think that's weird anyway.
Why?
Well, if you're going to sell your house or you know you're going to, just totally plan...
Well, their situation was they wanted to move to this nice new neighborhood, and in order to do that, they'd have to put their house on the market, so they did, and it sold in a day.
Mm-hmm.
In a day. But their new house isn't built, but they sold their house, and they have to be out so the new people can move in.
No, I understand. That makes sense, but it seems like a timing thing. Like, okay, let's wait till the house is almost done, because what if it sells quickly? You know, it's like the whole planning thing of... Like, yeah, we're going to get a house built, put the house up. Well, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, that's... Anyway,
yeah. I guess you do what you do, you know?
Yeah.
You were an owner of 2 homes at one time, so you can't sit there. It's all about planning and timing. You happen to have to deal with that, too.
True. But mine was because there was a... I moved out, tried the house went up to sale... The pipe broke in the other house, it flooded, and it had to be rebuilt and regutted. And it wasn't like it sat on the market for 2 years or whatever. It was just, that was just bad
stuff.
Stuff, yeah, stuff.
Well, anything else you want to add?
I can't think of anything right now. Okay. I really can't. I kind of like just kind of talked out.
I feel like I'm usually the negative one in the podcast, and it feels like this one is you're a little Debbie Downer.
My vagina hurts.
Oh, we'll go put some ice on
that. Is that what you're trying to say? That you make, like, the roles are reversed for this?
Me on vacation is so much more relaxed.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, tell people how to get a hold of us.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wrinkledsheetspodcast. We are on Twitter at wrinkledsheets, the number 1. We are on... YouTube at Wrinkled Sheets. Find our channel, follow us, subscribe.
This is the vlog that she might not ever do again.
And all of our podcasts are going to be posted on there from now on as well.
Because you figured out how to link the two together.
We're on Podbean, we're on Spreaker, we are on iTunes, we are on...
That's it.
A lot. That's Stitcher.
Yeah, that's about. And you're on vodka and what else over there?
I'm drinking water.
Oh, okay. Well, I just remember earlier you said, is it too early to have a cocktail? I'm on vacation. So I thought maybe you...
No, I'm not getting smashed. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a great day and...
Happy holidays to you. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next time. Well, we won't see you. We'll hear you. But you can see us on the vlog. The vlog.
And pray for Steve and his positivity.
Yeah. Send me some positive vibe, bitches.
All right. Bye.
See you.